Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
It is time to watch stuff. Yes, but this weekend is a special weekend because you know what? I've been thinking lately. I'm like, me, Zach, and Monica, we need to do more things together.
Oh.
As a group.
Okay.
As a unit. As a collective.
Ugh, I hate being friends. All right.
And so, well, no. That we don't have to put the title of friend.
Okay, good.
Because in this scenario, we are teammates. We have comrades.
Okay, you know what? I'm competitive.
Yes.
So when you say
and
teammates.
And that's what I need.
There
you go.
I start thinking about stuff like that. So, all right.
You're competitive. Monica's strong. I'm here. So, like, we have things for a great team. So, the focus of Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend for this weekend, because we need things to watch, we need things to do, are game shows that I would like for me, Zach, and Monica to do together.
Ooh.
As a team. Ooh. That you can currently watch. So it's the best of both worlds right now.
Yes, and so we'll like go right on this show and compete.
Yes.
All right, I like that.
But these shows are streaming online, so if you're not familiar with them, then you can watch them online. Hence,
yeah.
Binge Watch Weekend.
And it's also fun, too, sometimes. You don't want to dive into a show. You don't want to get all wrapped up. It's got 6, 7, 8, 9 seasons. It's going to take you forever, get you all emotionally involved. Sometimes you just want to watch dumb stuff.
Right.
You can go in, watch something stupid for an episode or two, and pop back in later anytime you want. Oh, I should add, by the way, I watched Extraction, which was in the Binge Watch Weekend a few weeks ago.
What did you think?
That's a good one.
I like that movie. I'm a little salty about the ending. I won't spoil it, but it made me a little angry. But the movie as a whole, I did very much enjoy.
Here's a fact about Extraction. Netflix has put out a stat for original films that they've released and which films have been watched by the most viewers within the first 4 weeks of their release. Extraction is number one at 99 million viewers.
And I would like to point out, because again, I'm competitive. I was that viewer that put it over the top. I was viewer 99
million. You were that person?
Yeah, because I just watched it. Yeah. So I just watched it. So I was Mr. 99
it's a good
million.
Movie.
Yeah,
really
good.
The ending will make you a little, but all outside of that.
So earlier in the week, we discussed a show, Flora is Lava, that is currently streaming on Netflix. I think that would be a great show because the three of us,
are we signing up?
I think we should. They haven't
like for
released.
Real?
They haven't released when we can sign up though. They
what?
Haven't put out that information because they don't know when they will be able to do another season.
Okay.
So all of that's still up in the air.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we got to try to get on this show. It is. I mean, if you were a kid once. Because everyone was.
Everybody was at some point.
It's the game, The Floor is Lava.
Unless you're Morgan Freeman, who was born an adult, but he doesn't count.
And I have a little bit of practice because I climb like the countertops here in my house. I climb them because I don't want to use a ladder. So.
Well, I was thinking that we could practice here at the station. Like we could have to try to get from one part of the building to the other part of the building and like set up things.
I thought
we could practice that. But anyway, so it's Floor is Lava. It's on Netflix right now. Basically, you're trying to get from point A to point B without touching the floor because
the floor is lava.
The floor is lava.
I actually thought when Monica said she does the kitchen counters in her kitchen, it's because her kitchen has some lava in it these days. It's the kind of thing your man would do.
Some lava right there.
Something you come home, your man's like, yeah, we installed lava.
What?
Yeah.
All right, so the next show, I think I know that I would be good at. I do not know if Zach or Monica would be good at this show because I've never seen you like be scared, like somebody try to jump out, boo, and try to make you jump.
And so are they trying to scare us? Is that what it is?
So the name of the show, it's on Netflix. It's called Flinch. They're trying to make you flinch.
Ah, okay.
So, for example, you are pushed up against a wall, and a cannonball on a string, like Miley Cyrus' Wrecking Ball, comes at your face.
And can will you flinch?
Can you not move? Because if you flinch, your hands may be in a mousetrap. So, if you flinch, there is a painful consequence for flinching.
Okay, interesting. I don't know about Monica. I feel like I can be good at this game because I'm not easily scared and I'm not afraid of things. To me, like haunted houses have a level of silliness to them because I don't find them to be scary because I'm not going to die. I mean, if there's a haunted house where they said, hey, by the way, there's a 4% chance you die during this haunted house. All right. I'm afraid of everything in there.
Yeah.
But since they can't kill you, at least not any haunted house I've ever been to, you know, you're going to make it out. So it really isn't that scary. That's the way I look at things like that. So on this, they're not going to hit me in the face with a cannonball. They're not allowed.
But it's
going to
get super close. But there's a waiver that says accidents could happen and you could get hit.
I ain't signing that.
All right, another one they do, they put your head like in a helmet, but then they put a mouse, a live mouse, in the helmet with you.
All right, so this is like fear factors.
Yes, but
I hate
can't
this.
Flinch.
I don't like this one. I don't want to be
can't
on this
flinch.
Game. I don't like it.
And if you flinch, then
there's
just
there's some kind of painful like it. If you move, something
happens.
See,
I think happens. I could do it. because I'm all right with the like the pain of it. I think
yeah,
like I'll be okay.
I think you could do it because you are sort of stone
tolerance.
Cold. But I actually think this show, we can't be on this show because what will happen is something like that where they're going to drop a mouse into a bucket on Monica's head and then she is going to kill one of the producers. And so I don't
commercial break.
Yeah. Oh, wait. There's no commercials on this. Oh, this
better, no
be
commercial.
On, better be on Hulu or else it's no one's going to survive.
It's on Netflix.
Okay,
it's on Netflix.
Uh-oh.
So it's a safe show. But yeah, so if you want to watch it, it's called Flinch. It's all on right. Netflix. I would love to do this with you
Goofy.
Guys. All right, last but not least, on Hulu, I don't know. I've never actually heard you guys talk about doing this activity.
Okay.
Putt-putt.
Hmm.
Ah, putt-putt.
Do you play mini golf?
Mini
either
golf.
One of you?
I have.
When was the last time you played? Because it sounded like that was a long time ago.
It's been over a year.
Okay, well, I mean, that's
at least I think it was
most
the kids.
People aren't playing mini golf.
I played the
like
last time
year.
I went to the beach last year, so
yeah.
it was a year ago. But yes, I think I have some mini golf skills. I'm pretty good. I suck at golf, but putting is the one thing I'm actually halfway decent at.
Well, the show on Hulu, which is also currently airing on ABC, but if you want to catch up, it's on Hulu. Holy Moly!
Okay,
it's created by Stephen Curry, NBA superstar.
All right,
and it's hosted by Rob Diggle. Rob Riggle.
Rob Riggle.
That's a Diggle, yeah.
I was like,
Rob Riggle, who's absolutely hilarious.
Rob Diggle is a Rob Riggle impersonator. He's amazing at it.
He's in Vegas. He has a a place in Vegas. But it's not just a regular putt-putt, because obviously it wouldn't be on TV.
Kind of like putt-putt on crack.
It's putt-putt, but it's also like kind of American Ninja Warrior to get from hole to hole. They'll knock you in water. Like, you also have to avoid the distractions, not just you putting into the hole, like you have to avoid it. Like there's a big hand that comes out that may knock you because it's also time.
So it's actually all the things I said golf should be to make it actually interesting.
Exactly.
It's just kind of throw some obstacle course and like a guy just tackling someone out of nowhere. And it's in mini golf form.
And I think we could do this as a team. I think we could do
all
it.
Right.
I'm pretty good at putt-putt.
You know, Antoine says it's got to have a twist, otherwise they wouldn't air it. Have you seen what people are airing in place of sports right now? They would air regular putt-putt. You'd be sitting there going, okay, will he get it into the clown's mouth? Let's see what we have going on here. He won a slushie!
I think we could win the slushies as a team. I think we could do it. So, on Hulu, Holy Moly, it's putt-putt on steroids.
Yeah, the only one I worry about there is, again, Monica trying to putt, someone getting her hair wet, and that putter ending up in Diggle's eye socket.
Well, see, I'm not worried about that. I'm more so worried because Monica talked on Monday about how she played tennis over the weekend and how there wasn't a lot of touch on her, you know.
But maybe there's a point where we need that. We need her to hit a mini golf ball 300 yards, and then maybe that's where it comes. It has to go into an actual dragon's butt.
That would be my only concern.
But,
so that's on Hulu. On Netflix, we have Flinch, the show where you cannot move. As a team, you cannot move. I think we could do this. I would love to see you guys try.
It was third place for me.
And the best show for the three of us, also on Netflix, Floor is Lava.
Yeah, I like that one. The Floor is Lava. Look for us someday.